John from San Diego.
John Serena, alcoholic. Let's see, I have a sobriety date that's September 12th, 2005. I have a home group that's over the bridge in La Mesa, and I have a sponsor that's Jeff Y. And before I start, I'd like to just thank Larry D. For asking me to be a 10-minute speaker. It's an honor and a privilege to be asked to speak at a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'd like to thank the SoCal Speakers meeting for having me here and speak as the 10-minute speaker. You know, the other thing I'd like to do, too, is congratulate the 40. I was doing the math, and that's a lot of sobriety right there, and congratulate both Ski and Shar on the sobriety that they've gotten, and thank you for doing that. You know, I had a little fear on the way coming over here, you know, believe it or not. You know, I have family and relatives in, well, Larry D., the story goes like this. Last night, I was telling our main speaker, I was at a regular meeting, I see Larry now and then, and, you know, I had left, and then I had said, I'm going to go back to the meeting. I needed to see somebody, or I thought I did, and you know, if I had just left then, yeah, you'd have a different 10-minute speaker. But Larry saw me, and you know, he got me. And like I said, it's an honor and a privilege. I tried to get out of it. You know, I said, "What did I say?" I said, "Oh, I got family coming in, you know, and I got to pick them up at the airport," which is the truth, you know. And so, you know, I did that a little while ago, and I'll tell you that fear comes from. He had given me a paper to look at, and I kind of did, and I read over that paper, and it said what time the meeting started. And so there I was at a little after 7 and getting ready, and I assumed this meeting started at 7:30. And I said, wait, does that meeting start at 7 or 7:30? And so I had a little bit of panic, you know, and so drove here relatively fast and made it and was thankful, you know, that it kind of worked out. You know, all I can share is my story. That's my experience. That's my story, you know, and that's all I've really got here for you. And, you know, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, those first 164 pages with my first sponsor so patiently took me through and took me through those 12 steps. You know, that's where the, in my opinion, the answers lay for me. They have so far for today, for right now. Is someone timing me, or am I timing myself? Or okay, is that I've been here, the duck call. Do they still do the duck call or the whistle? You all right? Oh, okay. That's it. You know, my experience, I grew up in New York, a big Irish Catholic Italian family. I have 5 sisters and 2 brothers. And, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, I watched. And in a neighborhood I grew up, you know, it's just what people did, my family, you know, smoke, drink, talk, eat, you know, and that's the way it was, you know. And I watched that. And it's nothing I ever aspired to. You know, alcoholic, but it's something, you know, that happened. I mean, you know, the big book talks about that, and that's just the fact. I came in, and I mean, let's see, about approximately 35 years. You know, of drinking and drugging. And I know this is Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're not supposed to talk about drugs, and I try not to, but it is part of my story. But the drugs, for some strange reason, seem to go by the wayside, and the drinking always remained. And so, you know, and the thing, I think the book talks about pain being the touchstone of all spiritual growth. You know, I had a good time drinking. I always enjoyed drinking. I've heard people say drinking stopped working for them. It always worked right up to the end for me, you know. I mean, I think I was sharing last night or something. My last night of drinking was pretty pitiful. It turned more into like just being like a medicine, like really needing that, just get everybody away from me by lying, manipulating situations, whatever it be, so I could have what's called, the book says, a sense of ease and comfort to get that drink. And you know, I had just an obsession, you know, for that. And so the pain that came up to me, and it talks about a moment of clarity that I had, was in a marriage counselor's office. And, you know, my wife kicked me out of the house. And I wasn't sure she was going to do that or not as I drove to that marriage counselor's meeting. But that's what happened. And so not only did she kick me out of the house, but she moved, you know, her friend in. And I considered him my friend, you know. So, I get kicked out. He comes in to be with her and my son, you know. And so, you know, in that office, I was, I kind of knew I was alcoholic or I had a problem. I couldn't stop drinking. I knew that. I was kind of just waiting, it seems, for something to happen. And that happened. You know, I had gone back to church. I grew up in a very traditional Roman Catholic family, you know, going to school with the nuns and the tie and the uniform and so on and so forth. But I hadn't been to church in a while. But I was still in that house, I had gone back to church. And I would say what I'd come to learn is the alcoholic prayer, God help me. And I'd do that. And that prayer wasn't answered. My first sponsor pointed out that it was answered, but it wasn't answered right away. You know, it took, it seemed, you know, a couple of months at least. But it did. And it wasn't the answer I wanted. You know, I wanted to be back in that house. And I wanted to be back with that wife. And I wanted to be back with my son. And that just wasn't going to be my story. So that moment of clarity came. Marriage counselor, I was honest. I told someone finally how much I actually drank. And he said, you need help with that. And I said, in my head, I said, I know. You know, I kind of knew. I kind of knew that I was I knew I was alcoholic. I didn't know about alcoholism so much in the last brief time I've been in this program, the 4 years or so. I've learned to come what that is, you know, come to know what that is more about. You know, alcoholism. And so I went to my first meeting, and that was out in El Cajon. I didn't know what they were talking about. I found some willingness. I don't know where it came from, but I went. You know, I went to that first meeting. They were talking about a big book. I thought it was a Bible. They were calling on people to share, and I didn't want to be called on to share. I was hiding. And, you know, so that's how it started for me. I had a lot of questions about the program. My first sponsor, it didn't really work out. They said, someone told me you should find somebody you can relate to, and then you have to approach them. You're going to have to go up and ask them to be your sponsor after the meeting, and I didn't want to do that. And I did. It didn't work out. No fault of his. He's a dear friend of mine. And his sponsor kind of cornered me one night, and so he was a little bit more forceful. And that gentleman I owe a debt of gratitude to, and as I do with this program, he took me through the 12 steps. They got me busy right away in this program. As much as I didn't want to do the work, as much as I don't want to do the work, as much as I didn't want to take commitments, as much as I don't want to take commitments, they would talk about a program of action and getting into action and getting commitments and giving back. And I found a little bit of willingness to do that. And I believe that to this day, staying active in the program of alcoholics is keeping me sober one day at a time. And along with that, a conscious contact with a higher power. You know, today I'm learning now to say I give up. I'll do it. Kind of like with this. You know, in the past I would fight it. I'd try to manipulate, and I just give up, and I'll do it, whatever it is. I wish I could say I was, you know, on fire for the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm extremely selfish. The book describes me, you know, but I do know that I need to give back to this program. It saved my life, and I don't know how, spiritually or physically. I'm not sure. But I believe only by the grace of God am I here to share it with you tonight. You know, the number of times as I drank and drove in blackouts and woke up and didn't know where the car was and put myself in situations that I don't know why I'm here. You know, I'd have to think that's something to do with my higher power. And now all I can do is come up and ask, you know, for and asking my prayer and meditation for to be a channel, you know, for His will to be done through me, and to try to carry the message and to practice these principles not only in the rooms but outside the rooms also. And that's a task right there, because I wanna do what I wanna do, and like I said, I'm extremely self-service. Those character defects are glaring, you know. But at least now I know I have them, you know. I've learned. My first sponsor told me that I caught alcohol in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and when he first said that, I wasn't sure what he meant, but I've come to understand that a little better. If you're new, welcome. You don't ever have to drink again. You really don't. There's a program here. I came in and saw these people sharing and the power of the individuals as they shared in their stories. I said to myself, wow, there is something going on here. That's miraculous. And this fellowship and the friends that I've made, and I'm not the type, you know. I want to isolate in a minute, still now. But you know, I have a host of friends now that'll do anything at any time, you know, for me, and my charge is to be that same way for them. And I don't know if I can always live up to that, but I there were people that came before me that gave me a base in this program. I have no excuse. I have no excuses anymore, and hopefully. You know, with a little bit more time, I'll be able to be a little bit more willing, you know, to do this stuff. But once again, if you're new, they told me, they kept saying, get a big book, get a sponsor, get a big book, get a sponsor. And I didn't want to. It seemed like there was going to be some work to be done, and I'm lazy. And for some reason, I found some willingness, and this has been the greatest gift in given to me in my life. And thank you again for letting me share.